Dreamscape presents Forever and Always by Lee Greenwood, narrated by Devin Sorbury. One. Chicago, June 1870. Bridget Lowe rushed into Dr. James Pittman's arms the moment the sitting room door closed behind him. At first glance, the room was elegantly and luxuriously furnished. Closer inspection would have revealed that the velvet covering on the daybed was thinning, that the curtains had begun to fade, and that the Aubusson carpet was frayed at one edge. Bridget's elephant gray silk and grenadine dress, however, was of the latest fashion. Her hair showed the attention of a well-trained maid. "Thank goodness you came quickly," Bridget said as she threw herself at the doctor. "I've been going crazy." James disentangled himself from her embrace. "What is this about Elliot disappearing?" Bridget handed him the letter, which had been crushed in her hand. James took a moment to smooth it out. "Bridget, by the time you receive this letter, I will have left Chicago forever. Dr. Pittman has said I have only 3 months to live, so I've decided to spend what time I have trying to find my brothers. From now on, I'll be known by my birth name, Logan Holstock. Don't send anyone to look for me. You will receive notice of my death. Logan." "Did he say anything else?" James asked. "No," Bridget fumed, "but he's done plenty." She reached for a newspaper and thrust it at him. "Read that!" But she didn't give him a chance to read the item she pointed to with a trembling finger. "He had this announcement put in the personals page. Due to his declining health, Mr. Elliot Lowe has released Miss Bridget Lowe from their engagement." She snatched the newspaper from James's hands and flung it to the floor. She strode across the room, took a large gulp from a glass of wine, and turned back to her visitor. "That's not all he's done. His lawyer paid me a visit before I had managed to swallow my breakfast. First, Elliot has put the company up for sale. Second, the company is under the sole management of his second-in-command until it's sold. Third," she practically shrieked the word, "he left no will!"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?